Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year. We're having a great visit as we continue to march with our good friend John Berlau, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Tell us about CEI, John.
Well, CEI, we are now in our 37th year. Just celebrated our 37th anniversary. Founded, we ourselves have, as it was found, were founded at a kitchen table by Fred L. Smith Jr., our chairman emeritus, in his apartment in Louisiana, from his who had been to D.C., seen how the bureaucracy worked, and decided it was crushing the private sector, and founded it with his wife Fran. It is. A friend named Caesar Conda at his kitchen table in 1984, and now it's 30 plus people and all these adjuncts, and you can get our analysis at CEI.org, and responsible for some of the regulatory deregulation, from the Trump administration and others.
And between you and Wayne Cruz and others in your roster over there, you guys have kept us up to date on it now for over 20 years, and we appreciate that very much. It was fun during the – it wasn't so much fun during the Obama administration. It was fun during the Trump administration, and it's starting to be less fun again under Biden.
Well, always try to be happy warriors. And,
right.
Despairing optimists, as Fred said, that even we try to see, the silver lining even in the clouds.
There's no silver lining in more regulations, John. I'm sorry. I'm checking that.
There is not. But even
I want to come back, John. Like, I want to come back to cryptocurrency because I want to get you on the record on some other things. One of the things that is going on right now is and folks, in the previous segment we discussed whether cryptocurrency was good for America. I'm concerned about it. As something that could possibly weaken and minimize and derail the dollar as a global currency, a global safe harbor currency. I'm really worried about that and how that could hurt the geopolitical balance of power, especially against despots. But the government is actually thinking about having their own cryptocurrency, but they're calling it a digital currency. And I want you to explain the difference. There is a difference between digital currency, a payment system that the government talks about, and a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. What do you think?
I think that's definitely the case. Now, I want to point out there are differences among cryptocurrency, that there are some like Tether that are actually stable coins that track currencies like the dollars and can make it actually complement the dollar and make it and other currencies and make it easier to spread around. And so that's why, we should have a system of permissionless innovation rather than put in regulations that would just let the big boys like Bitcoin or Facebook or whatever dominate. But the Fed taking over cryptocurrency, calling it digital with digital currency, crowding out the others with something that's being called, bandied about and called FedCoin, where basically the government would run the blockchain
right.
And, have access to give us digital wallets as
mm-hmm.
Sherrod Brown of Ohio is promoting would be bad news and would have, have the government have this data and compromise.
So here we are, having to worry about whether Facebook having a currency or the big tech companies having a parallel universe, non-sovereign currency that compete with the dollar. We've got that worry as well as the government having their own cryptocurrency, making us use that, which gives them access to who has what dollars, right?
Right. The government sets up your wallet
I don't know who to be more afraid of, big tech or big government, John.
Yes. I mean, Powell said this, that he didn't think an anonymous crypto, Fed Chairman Powell, that he didn't think anonymous cryptocurrency would be would be feasible, so that there would be some privacy concerns. And I will give him credit. It's not, you know, we don't that he said we need to exercise caution before the Fed sets this up to balance privacy concerns, and we don't want the kind of central bank digital currency they're having in China, which is,
John,
going to be part of their social credit scheme.
I got to wrap this up, but Kim, we all need to agree, right, that we're entering uncharted territory. And there's going to be significant transitions with regard to monetary systems, isn't it, over the next 10 years?
That's the case, and we're following that at CDI.org.
Yeah, you sure are. We can always count on you to help us with that. John Berlau, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his book, George Washington, Entrepreneur.
Where books are sold.
Graduation present. As I like to say, buy two, you'll get one away. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.